Maya Angelou stands high on my list of extraordinary people. Teacher, mother, poet, playwright, professor, San Francisco's first black cable car conductor, and a woman who really cooks. Maya's latest book is Hallelujah, The Welcome Table, A Lifetime of Memories with Recipes. Ms. Angelou, welcome to The Splendid Table.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be sitting here at the table.
Well, you know, I thought I had a pretty good handle on most of your accomplishments, but the first black cable car driver in San Francisco, how did this come about?
Well, that was so long ago. I was 16, and I was ahead. My mother said I could take off a semester if I got a job. So I went down to apply for the job. Since I saw the women riding the streetcars and they had the smart uniforms and those coin changers attached to their belts and bibbed caps, and they just looked so good. I didn't think that they were all white. I just thought they were women. And so I applied, and they wouldn't accept me for about 3 weeks. But I persisted, and I got the application. And my mother said, when I was refused and came home crying, she asked me, "Now, why do you think they didn't let you have an application?" I said, "Because I'm black." She said, "That's right. Now, do you want it?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Go get it. Just go there." And so I did. About the third day, just sitting like a bump on a log, I felt such a fool. But I'd rather sit there than go home and tell my mother that I gave up. So.
Well, now, San Francisco was also the scene for one of my favorite stories from the book. You call it Lessons from a Kitchen Stool. Could you tell us that story?
Yes. My son was 6 years old, and we were between apartments. He and I lived in rooms whenever I could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I couldn't, I'd go back to my mother's big house. So my mother tells it that my son Guy was six, and I had two jobs, so I was out. And he asked her to please make a dessert for me. And he just persisted. And finally, she asked him, you're big enough to bully me, try to bully me into making a dessert. Why don't you make it? So he laughed and said, "But I'm only 6 years old." She said, "That's all right. You can make it if you want." And so she showed him how to make a bread pudding. And when I came home, he was so excited. But he had said he wouldn't tell me that he did it. So when I came in the house, he said, "Hi, Mom, you want to eat?"
you still had your coat on, right?
When we did sit down to eat, he asked, do you like it? And, of course, it was just the dinner. And he said, "Are you ready for the dessert?" He was about to pop, the poor baby. And finally, my mother brought it out, and it was a beautiful bread pudding, toasty and soft-looking and all that. And she put it in front of herself to serve it, and he said, I made it for her, let my mother serve it. And I hadn't even put it in my mouth. He asked, "Do you like it, Mom, do you like it?" And I said, "I love it. It is the best bread pudding in the world." And I think it still is.
Tell me, do you have grandchildren?
I have one grandson, and I have two great-grands.
So what do you want them to learn to cook?
Well, I want them to learn to respect food and to like it, not to love it. Because if they love it, they might overeat and indulge. But what I really wish is that they would sit down together and eat. To sit and look across the table at a son or daughter or mother or father or whoever and say, "How have you been? Well, I hope you'll have a good day. Well, what happened yesterday?" This is what I wish.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have lost something so important that it is making us brutish.
Mm. It's a perfect thought to leave us with. Thank you so much, Maya Angelou.
Thank you very much, Miss Splendid Table Casper.
Have a wonderful holiday.
And the same to you and yours. Bye.
Poet and writer Maya Angelou is author of Hallelujah, The Welcome Table, A Lifetime of Memories with Recipes. Now, there is no way we are letting that bread pudding recipe get by us. You can find it on the website, splendidtable.org.